Hello, this is Riz Lakhani with the DrPollock.com team, and we're back for part two of our interview with Sean Dillon. And we're going to take some time here to talk about the FlexPulse device. And I have one of those devices right here. It's the FlexPulse is a portable PEMF device, and it allows us to treat specific local areas of the body. We also use it a lot to treat the brain, and I have the original FlexPulse, which is it had six programs, and there's since then been a newly released FlexPulse that has 10 programs, so the technology's evolved a bit. And so Sean, I'm going to go ahead and hand it off to you. I'm curious to hear all about how you use the FlexPulse, since that's something that you're doing a lot of.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess up in Canada, I'm kind of the biggest promoter and distributor of it. Like the reason I love it so much, I've just been fortunate enough. I've seen the FlexPulse right from its prototype days. I met Dr. Pollock in Vancouver once upon a time, a decade ago, and he kind of pulled it out from underneath the table and showed me his intentions with it. And just like our first interview, you know, I base a lot of my observations and my treatment techniques on nature, right? We know this is natural supplementation. Earth has a very specific and unchanging pulsing magnetic field that every other species on this planet is working quite well in. So that's why I love the FlexPulse so much, is just like natural supplementation, you want to deliver it to the body as natural as possible. So, you know, we touched on high intensity fields last interview, or our first interview, but you know, low and slow is actually the best way to use PEMF, and having the FlexPulse be portable and the only portable one that allows us to travel everywhere we go, whether it's in our car, at our office, in an airplane, with this pulse and magnetic field like it's intended. Nature's and Earth's natural pulse and magnetic field is everywhere all the time. It's just a low intensity, we can't feel it. So it's similar with the FlexPulse. It's low, you can't really feel it, but it's there all the time. And that's my favorite thing about it, is that we get to import this very important environment around with us.
Yes, definitely natural supplementation, supplementing the cells with what they need to do their job well. And so I have sort of used the FlexPulse for a variety of situations where, number one, I think one of the interesting things about the FlexPulse is, since it has these multiple programs in it, this is a system where we are actually leveraging the frequencies. And in my work with Dr. Pollock, but you know, one of the big highlights is that with PEMF therapy, the biggest, most important variable is intensity, because there has to be the right intensity to get the job done where it needs to take place. So frequency is really sort of one of those things that, you know, has not been considered to be as important, with the exception of, we know that when we're treating the brain, that's when we have the brain is able to tune to particular frequencies that are put out by the PEMF system. So in other words, we're able to use the FlexPulse to help tune the brain to a more relaxed state and into a state of deep rest, which is associated with delta, or we can use it to place the brain into gamma if we need to be more creative or alert, focused. We can also use settings to help with treating depression in individuals that are, you know, not responsive to medication. So this is a system where we leverage not just the intensity, which it's amazing that the FlexPulse is much higher intensity than many full body systems that are available out there, mm-hmm. at, you know, much less of a price point. But we get to use those different frequencies for different purposes. And so that gives us a lot of versatility. And I use this in my clinic with patients to help relax them, or to help sort of help them feel more at ease and more centered if they've had a stressful day, because we have this direct treatment going on to the brain. So are there any particular special ways that you use the Flex Pulse with your population of clients?
Yeah, just to touch back on how needed it is to be able to control frequency with the Flex Pulse, the way I relate this to everybody is like with any magnetic field, especially a very specific pulsing one, as we spoke about before, and as everyone's getting the clue of, is that we're speaking to ourselves in a language that they know and understand. And by controlling the frequency, I relate it to people just like music for us, right? Like sound is how we communicate. So if there's a band on stage that's heavy metal, the whole crowd is going to be rocking out, right? And then if we switch the band to country, a country band, right? The whole crowd is going to start doing two-step. And same thing, right? If we put a very slow, opera type of music, classical music on, everyone's going to calm down and go to sleep. So that's kind of how I relate the Flex Pulse, is we're changing the type of music that our cells are listening to, which forces them into these behaviors, whether it's what you were saying, relaxing, concentrating, or finding new pathways to deal with moods or addictions. The most helpful frequency I see within my clients, and my wife uses pretty much every night, is that 3 hertz. And that, again, that's more focused towards the brain. That we're using a magnetic field, in this case, for an organ. And it's surrounding it by that 3 hertz, which is forcing that organ to fall in line and get into that deep relaxation mode. So I find a lot of my clients, especially my senior clients, they replace their sleeping aids with the Flex Pulse. So they bring it to bed with them, and they have the coil, whether they split it between a couple, like each person gets a coil under their pillow, kind of sticking out from under the pillow. And that program can run, again, the versatility of the Flex Pulse, we could run that program for an hour or all night, whatever that individual needs. I see that the most used program in my demographic.
Yeah, I would agree. I use that one a lot. It's a very helpful program. And when I want to use the Flex Pulse for other purposes outside of this, so this is entrainment, what the phenomena you're talking about. Yeah. I really love that music analogy. I'm going to use that one because that's perfectly in sync. You know, you automatically start to match what's going on. Mm-hmm. I certainly know that experience in myself with music. So, I will often, however, use the other programs like the alternating 10 and 100 pulses per second if I'm working on an injury, or if, I want to help somebody with inflammation at a tendon or a joint. For knees and shoulders, because we get this output of 200 Gauss, coming out of the Flex Pulse, you can actually affect areas more deeply in the body, you know, again, than some of these larger systems can do. Also the 10 hertz, just the regular 10 pulse per second, frequency is used a lot to just sort of help stimulate the brain, stimulate nerves, because in a lot of the research we see that 10 pulses per second is a very widely studied frequency, particularly for nerves. You had mentioned the coils, so just to show the device again, this is what the Flex Pulse looks like, and I have one coil here that's attached, connected here at the bottom, but our device allows two of these to be connected. So you can do the treatment in a way where you are stacking two paddles together, or you can split them apart. So you could have one on each side of the head.
Yeah.
And when you have both of the coils connected, the intensity coming out of the device is split between the two coils. But if you just have one coil connected, then it's getting the maximum intensity. And of course, the intensity is adjustable with this, but Oftentimes, we recommend after starting low and slow, if one is able to maintain the highest intensity in here, that's often where they'll get a lot of benefit coming out of it. And so you can use it with one coil, you can use it with two, you can stack them, split them. So it's a very well-designed device and user-friendly. Really, you know, you just have to make sure you have a way to keep the paddle or the coil on the body if you're going to be using it during the daytime or during activity, but some kind of band or some kind of tape, you know, can help keep it in place. Or if at nighttime, on the pillow, on the mattress. So lots of good options there for using this.
Yeah. And again, that's my favorite thing, right, from seeing the prototype, which is seeing how versatile it was and it is with all of those features, like being able to strap it to your belt, put it on one spot, stack it, sandwich a joint, and then again, choose the frequency and choose the intensity of what you need. So it makes it a very personal and specific treatment protocol. And I love guiding my clients through that discovery. Like, as you said, like as you gain tolerance or your pain goes away, you can still add more intensity or add different types of treatments, and it becomes endless use of this of the Flex Pulse. Like, I have my personal one is 7 years old, 8 years old. I have clients that are still ordering just paddles to keep their Gen 1 going, and then everyone loves what's happening with the Gen 2, just all the little features and extra frequencies.
Right.
That's my favorite thing. And another big thing too is again back to that supplementation. What I personally myself love most about Flex Pulse is that we call it the nature channel. It has the Schumann resonance. Right. So again, that makes it the perfect type of natural supplementation. Is that even if you're not treating a specific area or a problem, you still can carry the Schumann resonance around with you all day, and it creates kind of like this little force field of protecting yourself against any interference that we get from our EMF environment. So you can have it in the car, you could have it at your workstation while you're working on the computer. You can always have, especially your blood, traveling through this natural pulse magnetic field that we, you know, again, look outside and we see every other system on this planet is perfectly balanced and aligned in a 7.83 hertz environment. And yeah, getting to choose that with a Flex Pulse is my favorite thing about it. It's subtle, no one notices it at first, but they notice when they don't use it after a while. They're like, oh wait, I should pull that thing back out because my little aches are coming back, or my energy's dipping again, or I'm not sleeping. Just the vanity of humanity, when we don't feel it, we drop it, and then all of a sudden it's missing. So
right,
it's neat to see that in my clients as well.
Yeah, my personal devices here are also several years old, and I'm still impressed at the technology, the way that it helps and serves. And, you know, we have something in this case, particularly where it's not just working to help the body, but it really is helping the brain.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the size of the magnetic field coming out of the coil is enough to really stimulate parts of, you know, the brain pretty well. Yeah. Especially if you move the coil around to different parts of the head. And, you know, you mentioned, we kind of briefly touched on things like how we tune the brain and help it to become less stressed, less anxious. You know, isn't that what these medications are trying to do? Like, isn't that what we're trying to help people with, to feel well and better, is, you know, to feel more balanced and at ease and more like themselves and not so stressed out? And we have this ability to do so without necessarily having to only rely on medication, pharmaceuticals, and having things, you know, done to us more invasively, you know. So it's exciting to see this being more widely adopted and becoming another option for people who, you know, we want to naturally supplement ourselves with something safe that's going to provide benefit, and it's going to work on the physics of the body, which influences the chemistry of the body and the brain, and just helps us, you know, we've got to use this technology that actually serves us and doesn't necessarily have really a downside to it, like a lot of the other technology that we have does.
No, and that's where a lot of pharmaceuticals fail us, especially when it comes to hormone and chemical balancing, is that they're unable to treat people at an individual level, right? These medications or drugs have to go through so many studies and so many protocols that they just get this like kind of just this high average, and that leaves a lot of people behind when they're trying to especially rebalance their hormones. So yeah, again, that is just is another testament to the versatility of the Flex Pulse, and yeah, again, its strength to be able to get through that skull and affect, because it's a pretty thick mass for a magnetic field to get through. So to have that strength in such a small unit to get into the brain is very helpful. And I know people love looking things up online and stuff, and you won't necessarily find a lot of science or great research about PEMF itself, but just what we're talking about is it's very well known. And it's a field of study now where it's TMS, so transcranial magnetic stimulation. That's kind of where you can find a lot more solid studies, is by using that word instead of trying to use PEMF. So that's, again, back to that entrainment, back to using a pulse and magnetic field to get the organ as a whole back to frequencies. And then, yeah, releasing that innate ability to create the right amount of hormones or reactions that you need to feel healthy.
And yeah, one important thing to know about the research is that, you know, certainly, you know, we have seen, particularly in the US, we have FDA approvals for the use of PEMF therapy for a variety of things. So it's just interesting to consider that one of the first FDA approvals that took place was for bone healing, for non-union fractures. And later on down the line, we saw the FDA approve the PEMF therapy for the treatment of depression in individuals that don't respond well to medication. And so, you know, on two different levels, you know, you have your bones, you know, or have a very physical issue, foundational structural issue, where we know that the research has been enough for the FDA to bless us to use this for healing bones as well as healing the brain, totally different kind of tissue. You know, it really magnifies the supporting ability of PEMF therapy. And of course, with the research, Dr. Pollock's second book, The Power Tools for Health book, contains over 500 different resources, references to different studies, and that includes both animal and human studies on a variety of topics. So for anybody who wants to understand the research better, that book is very highly recommended. And again, over 500 reference studies in there. So it's jam-packed. And his third book, which just came out earlier this year, Supercharge Your Health with PEMF Therapy, contains some of the latest and greatest PEMF science. So there's more of the recent studies since the publication of the second book. And so we see again and again, there's so much validation of this. And a big part of moving ahead, I think, in this world is going to be changing the mindset. Because right now the mindset is simply, you know, wait for a problem to happen and then take something or go have something done. And that may or may not work. And it's going to have its own set of side effects. And you have possibly not addressed the true cause of what's going on. And, you know, because our mindset is ingrained in such a way where, you know, this is what our psychology leans towards, we have to make a paradigm shift here and realize that we don't need to be doing those things that come with the side effects or the consequences. Whereas, you know, with PEMF therapy, there are really no major side effects that we know about. it helps the body detox. You know, it actually helps us in more ways than what we are using it for. Any parting thoughts, Sean?
Yeah, again, it's just for me, I always turn to nature. We're already innately programmed to thrive and practice preventative medicine. 8.4 million other species don't need Tylenols or sleeping pills or surgeries to recover from injury. So that's where I always draw my inspiration from. And that's what I love most about the Flex Pulse, is it just allows us to bring that environment that when you look out your window is happening everywhere all the time with you. And we can join the rest of the universe and be balanced and rejuvenate and be happy.
And Sean, you're using the Flex Pulse device to help with folks who are dealing with cancer as well?
One of the biggest ones I'm using it, or I'm helping people with, is for prostate cancer particularly. We, just because that type of cancer is easily trackable through blood work, so we're able to track results and maintain results. So again, with the versatility of the Flex Pulse, being able to move the coil packs wherever you want. And just with my demographic where I live here in Canada, there's a lot of retired people because it's the warmest spot we got in Canada here. So my demographic has definitely changed when I moved here. Dealing with lots of prostate cancer. And of course, those are PSA markers, which are just the shadow of cancer, but that's how we use to track the health of that prostate. I have endless amount of documentations of sometimes knocking down that PSA marker with a higher intensity unit. So I personally use the 120, but being able to maintain that for the person at home is one of my favorite things to do with the Flex Pulse, again, because it is affordable. It is strong enough for it to work. So I always guide clients to whether, usually, you know, a lot of elderly people have that routine of having their sit down after dinner and watching the 6 o'clock news. So that's basically when most of my clients use it, is just that 1 or 2 hour wind down at the end of the day. They have it in right by their most comfortable chair and literally get that paddle stacked or singularly right on that prostate. And we're able to keep those PSA numbers down. And of course, no one wants a call from the oncologist, so those phone calls stop coming for that person. And then, yeah, they feel a lot better because they're not getting any bad news anymore.
Right. I know from some of the research that we see that there are effects of PEMFs on cancer, and many people benefit from using it. I think that's really wise. So it sounds like you're having you try to use the high intensity device when you can, but then in between visits or just to kind of have something going daily, you've got the handheld unit. That's wonderful. I mean, this is not only helping to reduce the actual problem, but also it's prevention at the same time and creating a good terrain in the body using the PEMF therapy. So that's wonderful. Have you found that the results that you see are based on what stage the person's cancer is at all?
I find that the further along or the higher the stage of the diagnosis, the easier it is to affect that person. By the time a human body develops a tumor, it's just in general, the cellular landscape is only working at about 20% of its efficiency. So its cellular charge is not very high. So that's why I find the worse they are with this problem, the easier it is to affect them. So I typically in my practice, I'll use the high intensity to get them somewhere, but so valuable with the Flex Pulse to have them bring it home and maintain the results that we get with those once a week high intensity sessions. And that's where I think the greatest value comes with the portable unit, is that you're not going back to the poor EMF environment that led to these problems in the first place. You're protecting that environment, that landscape that your cells are in with the FlexPulse, and maintaining every gain that you get with other therapies, not just high intensity PEMFs, but with your diet changes, with your vitamin bags from your naturopath, with your chiro adjustments, you're able to maintain and keep stepping forward, whether it's with cancer or with any other ailment that you're dealing with. And again, it always comes down to, we're just releasing that innate ability for your body to heal itself, right? Cancer is not contagious. You're not a victim. You didn't catch this problem. Your body developed it. And PEMFs are here to change that frequency, to undevelop it, just like any other non-contagious disease that we have a huge list for. And, you know, the big common ones, arthritis, any inflammation, autoimmune problem. Again, those are all non-contagious problems. People are not victims. You do not need a drug or medication to kill a bacterial or viral infection for you. You have the ability to let your landscape slide and develop these problems. And you also have the ability to augment your cellular activity to catch up with those tasks and get rid of those things, those symptoms that we call diseases. Yeah.
Right. Yes. As you stated, it's not just one thing or the other. So that's really important to, you know, consider that we have to have a multifaceted approach. And it is about, how do we create a much more optimal terrain? And so that's not just done by PEMF therapy or any one other thing, but it's the combination of many things. And it just so happens that we have this marvelous PEMF therapy that just supports, you know, it just, you know, I hear Dr. Pollock often say, and I've experienced this as well, that, you know, the healthy cells will ignore the PEMFs, and the unhealthy cells are the ones that will benefit from the charge in the fields.
Yeah.
And so we have this marvelous way to support. So again, it's exciting to see how it can do so much in the body, and we're not limited to big clunky devices that you have to lay on a table. We have devices that are portable that can be used in a variety of ways. So there's a lot of value in that.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see here. Do you have any other sorts of, things you'd like to share about how you're using the FlexPulse, or any other thoughts about it at all?
Yeah, just one more, like, really exciting thing for me personally, just with the guidance of Dr. Pollock, my wife and I were able to support my new child's environment as she was growing in the womb. So again, as you may know, high intensity PEMFs are not recommended for children or prepubescent humans, because they are so efficient at healing bone fractures. So I think part of the risk with high intensity with kids is that, you know, you'll fuse a bone that's still trying to grow. So with the guidance and helpful hand of Pollock, my wife and I were confident enough to use the FlexPulse directly on the womb. We definitely stuck more towards what we call the nature channel, the Schumann resonance. So providing our infant with the environment that we're supposed to be in, it allowed my wife to just put it on her belt buckle and the unit on her belt buckle, and then put the attachment directly on the womb, and, you know, be able to walk around with it or rest at home with it. And through that we've definitely noted a very perfect child that came to us, and we continue to use it. I have in her bassinet is grounded, but we also have the FlexPulse going near her, not directly on her, but usually, or not usually, always on the 7.83 hertz, So just recreating that natural environment that all the other animals are in. And we have a very calm, alert, and fast growing baby. And we're really excited to be one of the first people to create that environment for an infant. And only time will tell what the advantages are later in her life.
Yes. I've thought about this often because, you know, the, of course, high intensity PEMFs, over the womb while pregnant, as you said, it's not really recommended. But, does that mean that we need to completely rule out using PEMF therapy? I think that's an important question. And, there are certain situations where sometimes, out of an abundance of caution, we may not be doing something that actually could be, quite helpful. PEMF therapy is, not used generally on patients with pacemakers. But I've certainly helped somebody who has a pacemaker and she had a knee problem, and we were able to do high intensity PEMF therapy on the knee because we know that that is not going to interfere with the function of the pacemaker at all. So we were still able to work around that. And so in pregnancies, it's quite an interesting question because we know how beneficial PEMFs are. It almost makes you wonder how could it not benefit the baby in the womb growing, especially when it's not at very, very high intensity. Interesting question to ponder, and we'll see if more folks take the cue from what you've done, and we might start to see some more of that. I can't help but think of in the world of acupuncture, we kind of have this joke that there's acupuncture babies, the babies whose mother has been receiving acupuncture treatments. And, oftentimes we see that there are less adverse events and healthy babies are born and they've benefited from the mother receiving acupuncture treatment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we definitely use that as well. Yeah, we're a little older, so we needed a bit of help. And acupuncture was the follow-up, to opening those channels and creating a healthy womb and a healthy environment. And I'm just excited. I've always been scared to treat someone else's kid or treat someone else's.
Right, of course. Kid. Yeah. And so I like the way you said it. You did it with guidance and you made sure you knew about it. And then you made the decision to do this. And, it has paid off. I think that's interesting, with the acupuncture, that's something that we're doing a lot in our clinic is combining. I think there's going to be a day where, increasingly you'll see people doing more combined acupuncture and PEMF therapy. And I actually wonder, I think, and there's no way for me to know this for sure, but I think I actually helped a patient become pregnant with doing PEMF therapy, because this is somebody who had been pregnant before and, she was wanting to become pregnant again. This was somebody in her upper 30s. And so we had been doing acupuncture and PEMF therapy actually more for musculoskeletal reasons. But of course, we did full body PEMF therapy, and a lot of it was also done right over the abdomen because we were working on the low back and hips. And after like one or two treatments, she's like, by the way, I'm pregnant. And so it was just interesting to sort of consider the timing for that. And we know that with what PEMF therapy is doing in the body, helping to increase circulation and reduce inflammation, it's supporting having a healthy terrain. It makes sense to me that it could have possibly helped. But because we don't routinely use this, we don't really know. Maybe there will be a day where we actually use PEMF therapy to help support fertility and such.
I think so, for sure. And again, it just comes back to that homeostasis, right? Our bodies are programmed to be perfect. And when you use it on those organs, on those reproductive organs, it's able to create the right chemicals and the right everything it needs to have that little miracle of life spark up.
Right.
And I was so excited to finally use it on our own situation, because I wasn't willing to risk someone else's pregnancy.
Of course.
Dr. Pollock was really kind enough to go through all of the science. We measured, you know, the depth of tissues in that area and the penetration of a field through that thickness of a tissue, and we came up with a really good protocol, and it turned out to be perfectly safe. And I know everyone's proud of their own kid, but I think we got a special one. She came out perfect, and we feel she's already ahead of her game even just at 5 months. Yeah. So we're really excited to see what kind of adult and child she becomes because of this good start to her life.
Yeah, it's going to be very exciting. I look forward to maybe reading your documentation of it one day, the story. Before concluding, I wanted to touch back on one quick thing. You know, we were talking about cancer. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it occurs to me, you know, you sort of described it in this way where it's developed. And so much of this now is happening because not on our own fault, but just, you know, we're surrounded by so much of the high frequency emitting, technology out there, cell phone towers, 5G, hidden, integrated. And, you know, we're being bombarded by this too. And, I think that, that doesn't help things. And so all the more reason why, you know, with PEMF therapy, I think there's a huge preventative role. So, we don't need to wait for the problems to start. This to me is, in addition to all the powerful ways it can help, it really is preventive medicine. If we're doing this on ourselves, we really are doing so much to support and undo the effects of that bombardment that's just constantly taking place. And we don't even know it because we can't feel it until it generates symptoms, and it might be too late at that point. So, I just really want to emphasize, like, we owe it to ourselves just as human beings that we really leverage something like this, because that's the best medicine is preventive medicine.
Mm-hmm.
And this is
every other animal is doing that. They're preventing any medicine.
Right.
And I've always, or any problems. And yeah, I always tell people that this is the antidote to our current electronic age, right? The words are the same. It's PEMF or EMF. Right? We live near electronic equipment that are emitting magnetic fields. You're never going to hear those words apart, EMF. So we have this new environment, this new EMF environment, and it takes a pulse in, a very precise one, to undo those effects. So yeah, I call it the antidote. Like, if you want to still drive your car, pick up your phone, and, you know, enjoy the internet, you owe it to yourself to undo those effects. And it's a lot like what we do with every other natural element that is in our lifestyle, right? We filter our water. We add minerals to it again. We add minerals to our diet because it's not coming to us from nature the way it was supposed to. So we already filter a lot of these natural elements that we know are important. And PEMF is the next filter and the next conversation that we have to have as humans, because again, it is senseless. You can't touch it, taste it, or feel it. So when you pick up your phone and you put it on your head, you're not like, oh, that gave me cancer. So it's not this finite reaction. It's this slow sandbag. And that's why I say everything's developed. It's developed slowly. And yeah, preventative care, unfortunately, doesn't get any recognition or the recognition it needs, because everyone loves talking about bad things and how they like got through this hard time, where if you just practice preventative care, you never get to know how bad it was or how much it hurt or how many surgeries you needed. You don't have this thing to talk about. So that's why I love being a part of this conversation and sparking conversations in people, is that we have to talk about the senseless environment that we feel, and then that preventative care actually does work. If you have nothing to talk about, that means it's working.
That's good.
Yeah, it's a great thing. And unfortunately, people in our culture love complaining. And if they start, you know, have, if you like, hey, Betty, how's your arthritis today? And she's like, oh, it's so bad, the weather's changing. She, as an individual, has to want to change that conversation. And I see that in my practice. Sometimes I start getting people's hands moving again, and now they got nothing to talk about. And they stop coming. Because they my arthritis is still really bad.
I can relate. There definitely is, a section of people who are maybe attached to what they've got going on, and it has a role in their identity, or it's just too big a part of their life. But for the folks that don't know that this is out there, and then, you know, first off, they need to know, because this is not something that it's in the mainstream yet. And hopefully this event is going to be part of launching this further into the mainstream. Yeah. But, you know, time and time again, people go and research this and they come back to me and they're like, man, I couldn't even find anything bad about it, you know? And it's like, yeah, I mean, you know, you're right. It's, we don't really see too much of that. That's rare, you know, that's special. So it is definitely exciting to be a part of this movement and to educate people about this, and the folks that get it, they certainly get it. Mm-hmm. A good PEMF system will definitely not be cheap. The Flex Pulse does a lot to circumvent that, because it is at a much lower price point than many PEMF devices, and it is strong enough to do the work.
Exactly.
But you know, the reality is, it's the value. You know, it's like, what other treatments can you do that not only are going to help with whatever problem you're trying to work on, but also provide that preventative aspect? You know, I can't think of much that does that. So it's the value, you know, and yeah, I mean, we might be used to insurances covering things, and we just want to do it if the insurance covers it. But that conversation has to change. You know, we got to be willing to make some commitment and put in some time and research and get the value. And, you know, this is how things are going to change.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. One person at a time. And yeah, again, that's why I love being here. I'm so honored to be able to spark the conversation. Cause I try to do this on a one-on-one, not try. I do this on a one-on-one with each of my clients, but it's great to have a larger stage and a louder microphone, and hopefully people get the commonality of the topics that we keep talking about, right? Like it's innate, it's within you, and magnetic fields are the way to release that. Yeah. For lack of a better word, you know, it's your God-given right to be healthy. He gave you all the ability within that DNA, and every other animal is practicing it but us.
Yeah. Yeah, I still think about that analogy. I never thought about it in that way until our interview, the first part that we did. So that's such a cool way of looking at things.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, so I think I don't have anything else I want to add about the Flex Pulse. I recently had to get myself a set of new coils because I wore out my other ones. Mm-hmm. But my device is still going, and I use it, and patients use it, and we love it. It's special. And of course, it has Dr. Pollock's input in the engineering of it as well. So, many folks get to benefit from that. Any parting thoughts here before we conclude?
No, I think we covered everything. Our part one had a lot of my favorite things to say, so hopefully we'll revisit a couple of those. And
yes,
yeah,
very good. Okay, thank you so much again for your time. We will hopefully talk soon.
Yeah, man. Stay in touch.
All right, take care. Bye.
You too.